And with us now is a fascinating gentleman, an outstanding journalist, Rafe Bartholomew, and he has written a compelling book about the great sport of basketball. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I am doing well, and your book is certainly one that shows your love of this sport, and it is a great game, as we know. But basketball, a love story, interviews some of the greatest lights in the history of the game. How did this concept come about as far as your providing this great overview of the great sport of basketball?
Absolutely. Well, it started as a film, like a major documentary that ESPN was working on and actually debuted Tuesday night, its first part. It's 20 hours altogether of documentary about the history of basketball told in 62 short stories and directed by one of my co-authors, Dan Clores. And the book came about because Dan realized that he'd done more than 500 hours of interviews with everyone from Bill Russell, and I know you're in Louisiana, so Bob Pettit, the greats of the game, all the way through today's players, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, LeBron James are all in there, a lot of the great coaches of all time. So Dan realized he had more than 500 hours of interviews with these great figures of basketball, and thought that in addition to the film, he also wanted to do a book. And that's when he came to myself and Jackie McMullen, the Hall of Fame sports writer from the Boston Globe, who now works for ESPN as well. And it was like they dropped the Dead Sea Scrolls of basketball on us and said, find the best stuff and make a book out of it.
The book is Basketball, a Love Story from Rafe Bartholomew. His stories have twice been honored in the Best American Sports Writing Series. And as noted, he and his crew have talked with some of the great lights in the history of the game, and some of those have LSU ties and Louisiana ties. You mentioned Bob Pettit. Let's start with him. When he retired in 1965, Robert Pettit, pride of Baton Rouge High and St. Louis Hawks, he was the leading scorer in the history of the league. He's a man who is now 85 years old, but still looks like he could play. He's a fascinating guy.
Absolutely, and he's involved with one of the amazing stories from the book about. The first, you know, the Hawks, the St. Louis Hawks at the time, and Bob Pettit was their star, they lost to the Boston Celtics in the Celtics' first championship with Bob Cousy and Bill Russell and those guys. And it was a seven-game series, and it had the last game came down to the wire and had this hilarious ending that Cousy and Pettit talk about in the book, where Cousy was on the free throw line with Boston up one to put the game away with just a few seconds left, and it was the only time in his life, he said, he ever choked. He shot an air ball on his second attempt. And so there was enough time. St. Louis set up a play where the player coach of St. Louis, who was Alex Hannum, came, subbed himself in, and threw a full court pass off of the backboard into Bob Pettit's hands. And then, unfortunately for Bob Pettit and St. Louis Hawks, Pettit himself got so nervous when he caught that pass that he missed the easy shot that would have given St. Louis the game. So, Pettit also tells great stories of how he grew up playing the game, how they set up floodlights outside of the home so they could actually inside of their house to shine down outside so he could shoot baskets late into the night. And there's so many stories from these players about that devotion and passion for the game that brought them to the sort of elevated levels they reached.
And Shaquille O'Neal is featured in Basketball, a Love Story, for good reason.
Oh, of course. I mean, he is the, I think it's fair to say that him and Wilt Chamberlain have got to be the two most dominant centers whoever played. And there's a wonderful, wonderful interview in the book and in the film with former LSU coach Dale Brown, where he's just, you can really, he talks about, he really embodies that old school leader of men and kind of image of the coach of a sports team, and talks about how he, you know, how he brought in young guys like Shaq and even Stanley Roberts, who played a little bit on those teams, and tried to help them, you know, get the most out of themselves.
And you mentioned Oscar Robertson frequently in the book. Until 1970, he was a leading scorer in college basketball history. That record was broken by Pete Maravich, and 48 years later, it still stands as far as Pete being the leading scorer in college basketball, major college basketball history. But Oscar Robertson, who played at the University of Cincinnati, he had to overcome some challenges off the court, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely, and there's a really one of the most, I'd say, important chapters in the book focuses on some of the discrimination that the black players of Oscar Robertson and Bill Russell's generation faced. The NBA in those days had an unofficial quota of first two and then no more than three black players per roster, and Oscar Robertson tells a story of how, you know, the team that he led, he grew up in Indiana, and the team that he led to the state high school championship, because it wasn't, you know, it was a segregated all black school, instead of the customary Indiana tradition of giving the team a parade through the middle of town, they bust the entire team out to the outskirts and made them sort of walk around in a field. And there's a lot of stories like that that reflect some of the problems, you know, that the country is still dealing with, and also show in some ways how the NBA in the country has gotten a lot better.
Well, it's quite a ride. Basketball, a Love Story, with our guest Rafe Bartholomew, co-written with fellow sports journalist Jackie McMullen. It is a fascinating ride with some of the greatest people, most of them who have been part of the game that is now one of the most popular in all the world, and certainly a major part of the fabric of American life. Thank you, Rafe.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Take care. Congratulations.
Bye-bye.